This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mr. Powell mentioned retail sales in his press conference today. Two numbers out this morning show they fell a bit more than 1% in November, which matters because that most likely includes the first wave of holiday shopping. And retailers are doing what they can to encourage us to keep on buying. Walmart, for instance, just announced its deadline for free shipping to get there before Christmas. It's going to be December 21st is their deadline, which, I don't know, seems tight to me if you want to risk it. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more now on shopping for the holidays in this very strange year.
Every year, Nicole Fritz in Michigan goes to holiday gatherings where she sees coworkers or cousins she doesn't really know that well. So every year, she finds herself standing in a store looking for that perfect generic holiday gift.
A lotion, a candle, even some kitschy but fun little coffee mugs.
Since Fritz is not really seeing anyone this year, her shopping list is much smaller. She's mostly buying online from small retailers. She ordered a custom-made dress for her sister in October, one of several packages that still haven't arrived.
They sent stuff out, but the delivery date keeps getting later and later.
Meanwhile, Dana Chadwell in Tennessee has been shopping exclusively online. She says stores are too risky because her parents are elderly and her brother's on dialysis. Also, she often buys people experiences like concert tickets. But this year, she's getting her mom some cookware she asked for. And her dad?
There's zero chance my dad will hear this, but so I can tell you. You know, I got him a couple of flannel shirts in colors that I thought he would really like and some handkerchiefs.
Danny Groner in New York is trying something new, too. Instead of physical gifts, he's sending money on Venmo. Like, his friends have two young kids, and at a picnic in September, they ate all his pretzels.
So on Hanukkah, I Venmoed Ariella, the mom, $10 and earmarked it for pretzels. Just as a nice note that despite the fact that we couldn't see one another over the holiday, I was still thinking of them.
A few days later, that friend sent Groner some photos. The kids had turned the pretzels into a crafting project, making menorahs out of them using marshmallows and other things. Groner says he's hoping some of this year's new traditions will stick. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
So you know that lady's dad is totally going to hear this somehow, right? That's absolutely what's going to happen. Also, stocking stuffers. Big thing in my house. We're worried about that.